We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
The Bible says that our God is so big, He's so great, that He holds the waters of the earth in the palm of His hand. Our God is so great that He knows exactly how many particles of dust are on this earth.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow, and that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
We'll read a few verses here, and then we'll make our prayer. And then we'll look to see what God has for us in these verses. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 1. The Bible says this, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sin. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Let's pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your word and we're thankful for the opportunity that we have to look at your word. I pray, Lord, that you would help us this morning to focus on these truths. Lord, there are many things that are pulling for our attention this morning. And Lord, I know that our flesh is weak, our spirit is willing. So Lord, I pray you would help us to focus on your truth, and I pray you would guide and direct us in that truth. And may you be glorified with everything we say and everything that we do. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So far in the book of Isaiah, it's been a pretty sobering message. We've seen throughout messages glimpses of hope and glimpses of comfort. But for the most part, the strong tone in the book of Isaiah has been a message of judgment. Now, the book of Isaiah can be broken up really into three parts. Chapters 1 to 35, I believe, are prophetic, and it speaks of condemnation, whether through the hand of the Babylonians or through the hand of the Assyrians. In chapter 36 to 39, I believe it's historic, and really the theme is confiscation. God's judgment would bring bondage to this people. And then chapter 66 are messianic. In fact, the message or the theme is consolation, comfort that is given because of a promised Savior that would come. In fact, most of the verses that we are familiar with in the book of Isaiah, we have memorized, come from the latter part of this wonderful book. In chapter 39, we just described that the Babylonians would eventually defeat Judah and carry off their children captive. And so it would seem to Judah that dark days were ahead of them. And yet, as we open up our Bibles to chapter 40, this blessed old book, we find a message of hope, a message of consolation that God has for his people. You know, it's interesting as we look at the Bible, but God gives us truths and God wants us to claim those truths for our life. God wants us to be a people of faith. I hope you believe that, a people of faith. We walk not by sight, we walk by faith. But we don't want to just have faith, we want to exercise that faith in our life, because faith without works is dead being alone. We want to exercise that faith in our life. And if we don't exercise that faith, well, then our Christian life is more or less like the Americans celebrating Thanksgiving one day and then trying to kill each other over the biggest TV the next day. I mean, we need to put this into practice in our life. And so the Bible says that we are to live the Christian life by faith. In fact, it was James that penned these words in James chapter 1 and verse 5. He said, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord, from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." And so James is asking a question. Do you have faith in God? If you have faith in God, then don't waver. Trust the Lord every day of your life. We notice the message given by God here to the prophet Isaiah. In verse 1, he says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. I mean, Judah had been warned. They had been told of judgment time and time and time again. And yet God says, listen, my people need comfort. My people need hope. All of us this morning have hurts in our life. One preacher put it this way. He said, listen, preach to broken hearts and you'll never lack an audience. All of us have hurts in our life. All of us have broken hearts. All of us have disappointments. And maybe that's where you are this morning. Maybe your heart is broken. Maybe you've tried to stand in the Christian life, but you just keep falling. Maybe you're surrounded with disappointments in your life. Maybe you find yourself lost without any answers. And friend, listen to me. This message is for you today, because God's comfort is real. It's real. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." God is a God of comfort. And so as we open Isaiah chapter 40, we find a comforting message. I want us to notice how God comforts his people in this wonderful chapter. If you're taking notes this morning, would you write down number one, the Lord's Messiah. The Lord's Messiah. It says in verse number 2, "Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare be accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." Now, if you're a Bible student this morning, and I hope you are, you know exactly what this passage of scripture is talking about. It's talking about John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Lord Jesus. And the idea in verse number 2 is that Judah had received double as a consequence of their sin. And the thought there really is the principle of pardon, that their sin had been paid for. And the thought of double is the idea to fold over. It comes from Exodus chapter 26 in verse 9, when it talks about the curtains and it says, "Thou shalt double the sixth curtain." And so the thought of the scripture here is that the payment was made here for the sins of Judah, and it was exactly the payment that was needed. As we scan through the Old Testament, we find this principle over and over again. Leviticus chapter 26, Deuteronomy chapter 28. And the Bible teaches for us that sin results in death, that sin has to be paid for. Sin has to be taken care of. And yet, as we move into the new covenant, we have this hope in our heart. We have this comfort in our heart that Jesus, the Messiah, would come and he would bear the curse of sin upon himself, that he would become our sin who knew no sin, and that we in place would receive his righteousness. And so this is the hope that we have in the Lord. God is not letting us off the hook for our sin, but the Bible says that the exact payment needed to free us from our sin will be made, that Jesus would be just and yet the justifier.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Even if it's just a word of encouragement, you'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
That he would pay for our sin. And so the Bible says in this passage of scripture, as we think of the Lord's Messiah, we notice letter A, the Messiah presented in verse number 3. The scripture says, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." You can imagine a herald announcing the coming of a king and preparing the way for the coming of the king. And this was the program of God, and this was the purpose of John the Baptist. He was to make straight the highway for God. The road was prepared, and John the Baptist was preparing the hearts of the Jews to accept the message of Jesus Christ. As we move into the New Testament, we read in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 3, the Bible says, "For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." The idea is that God would build a road, that he would bring the Messiah to his people, and the obstacles that the devil would bring in his way, and God would overcome those obstacles. God would create a highway to the hearts of the people, and they would receive the truth of the Messiah, and the mountains would be made low, and the valleys would be leveled, and the rough roads would be flattened, and the message of the Messiah would go forward as John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, would be sent. But not only is the Messiah presented, but we see also the Messiah praised in verse 5. It says here, verse 5, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." The glory of Jesus will be revealed, and they will see who he is. Christ would be exalted. Christ would be lifted up. It was John the Apostle that wrote it this way in John chapter 1, verse 14. He says, "And the Word, Jesus, was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And so the Messiah is presented and the Messiah is praised. But also we know the Messiah perpetual. And verse number 6, the Bible says, the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. God said to John the Baptist, cry out. And John said, what will I say? And God said, tell them that all flesh is grass. We notice in the scripture the frailty of man. The frailty of man, verse number 6, like grass that is lush and green and then dies and becomes barren. This is the message God has for humanity. And not only in a physical way, but I believe also in a spiritual way, as we are all sinners and we all deserve death. We are separated from Almighty God. And so the Bible talks about here the frailty of man, But in verse 7, we see the purpose of man. The Bible says that we find our life in God as God blows upon the grass and gives life to that grass. So we today find life in God. He breathed in our nostrils the breath of life, and we became living souls. God created us for his purpose, and he is our creator. And so we find the purpose of man, the frailty of man. But notice, if we could, the permeance of God's word in verse 8, as it teaches us here that we are frail and we are in need of our creator. And yet God has given us a message, an eternal message. This message, I believe, is the gospel. It is the message of hope and comfort to a lost and dying world. We are sinners. We are separated from God. We cannot save ourselves. And our hope is not found in our accomplishments or our religion or our good deeds, but our hope is found in Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. This is that eternal message of hope. In fact, as we compare scripture with scripture, it was the Apostle Peter who quoted the book of Isaiah in 1 Peter chapter 1. I want us to turn there if we could. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 24. Notice what the Bible says here. The Apostle Peter is quoting the book of Isaiah, and he writes here in verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. Look at this, verse 25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The gospel is that eternal message that changes lives to repent and to believe the gospel. The Bible says here that we find pardon from our sin and we find comfort for our hearts in that eternal message of the gospel. And so we find, first of all, the Lord's Messiah. But secondly, let's notice, if we could, number 2, the Lord's majesty. The Lord's majesty. Now, Isaiah has a message in his heart. And when we have a message in our heart, a gospel message, we shouldn't conceal it. We shouldn't hide it under a bushel, as Jesus said. No, we should let it shine. And we should share that message. And this is what Isaiah is saying in verse number 9, that we have a message, the eternal message of God, and it has to be told. It has to be shared. That Christ came to save sinners, Paul said, in whom I am chief. The message of Isaiah is that message of comfort. It's that eternal message. And so in verse number 9, what does Isaiah say? He says, listen, behold your God. What a wonderful message as we think of the difficulties and problems that we have in our life. And all of us have problems. All of us have issues and hardships and disappointments, and we're struggling beneath the weight of these problems. And yet, listen, the comfort of God here is to not look at those problems and to not look at the uncertainty of the future, but instead to behold your God. Wasn't that the very message of John the Baptist when his disciples were walking by in John chapter 1, and John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God? which taketh away the sin of the world. Don't look at me, look at him. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior. Behold, your God is the message we find here in this wonderful book. A great philosopher named Alexander Pope once wrote these words. He said, "Know then thyself, presume not God to scan. The proper study of mankind is man." And one sermon, Spurgeon was preaching about the greatness of God. And he replied to that famous philosopher. He said, "It has been said by someone that the proper study of mankind is man." Spurgeon said, "The highest science, the loftiest speculation, the mightiest philosophy which can ever engage the attention of a child of God is the name, the nature, the person, the work, the doings, and the existence of the great God in whom he calls his Father." Behold, your God is the message here in the book of Isaiah. And what are we going to behold? Well, first of all, in our notes there, notice we behold a coming Lord. We behold a coming Lord. Now, prophetically, we know that Jesus is coming again, and that should give us comfort and hope. But contextually, the Bible is talking here about the difficulties that Judah was facing and their uncertain future with the Babylonians. And here, the message of God is this: behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand. God will come to his people. God will help you. God will deliver you from exile. God will meet your needs. God is going to come and help you. Behold the coming Lord. But also notice this, if we could, letter B, behold a loving shepherd. Behold a loving shepherd. You know, when we think of the Lord Jesus, we think of a loving shepherd. I'm glad he's my shepherd. Amen. Glad he's your shepherd. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." There's so many pictures in the Bible of this wonderful shepherd, the Lord Jesus. I believe Abel is a picture of Jesus. He's the sacrificed shepherd. I believe Jacob is a picture of Jesus. He's the working shepherd. Joseph is a picture of Jesus. He's the persecuted and then the exalted shepherd. Moses is a picture of Jesus. He is the calling out from Egypt shepherd. David is a wonderful picture of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, because he's the shepherd king. The Bible says that he shall feed his flock, verse 11, like a shepherd. He shall gather the sheep in his arms and carry them in his bosom. What a tender thought as we consider the Lord as our shepherd. And he's leading us to pasture. He cares about us to carry his kindness, but to carry in the bosom his loving kindness. The shoulders are for power and the back is for force, but the bosom is the seat of emotion. And the Bible says that Jesus is carrying us in his bosom because he cares about us and he's a loving shepherd. The Bible teaches us that he protects us and he carries us in our life. And the Bible says that Jesus is the good shepherd. You know what the Bible says in John chapter 10, and Jesus is the great shepherd in Hebrews chapter 13, and Jesus is the chief shepherd in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. He's our shepherd. And the Bible says God will come to you, and God, like a shepherd, will care for you and help you. But we notice letter C this morning, behold the Lord over creation. The Lord over creation. In verse 12, the scripture says, "Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighted the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance." The Bible says that our God is so big, he's so great, that he holds the waters of the earth in the palm of his hand. Our God is so great that he knows exactly how many particles of dust are on this earth. Now, ladies, it would be impossible for you to know how many particles of dust are in your home, more or less on the earth. And God knows how many there are. The Bible says he knows the weight of the mountains. God knows everything. The Bible says our God is so great. He is the creator of all. We see letter D, behold the Lord of all wisdom. Behold the Lord of all wisdom. You see, in verses 13 and 14, the Bible says that God doesn't need an instructor. God doesn't need a teacher. So many times in the problems of our life, our prayers are often giving God advice. God, this is how I would do things. God doesn't need your advice. God doesn't need an instructor. God doesn't need a teacher. No, he knows exactly how to act and respond in every circumstance, in every situation. You see, the work of God is always perfect in every way. God only does what is...
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.